the former American embassy in Tehran. Iranians called it the spy nest, referring to the intelligence activities carried out on its premises. But it was also the target of a U.S. rescue mission in April 1980, Operation Eagle Claw. Initially meant to rescue 52 American diplomats and embassy staff who had been held hostage in the embassy since November 1979. 90 Delta Force commandos, 8 helicopters and 6 Hercules aircraft took part. The plan made complete sense on paper and during rehearsals, but the operation ended in disaster.
It was very elaborate and eventually went nowhere. But I did hear about, you know, I was following it, because at one point it looked like this was actually going to amount to something. I did learn about the rescue mission in April through a stolen newspaper. So what I could overhear, what they might let drop.
The aircrafts landed in a deserted airport near the eastern Iranian city of Tabas. A blinding sandstorm then kicked up. One of the helicopters hit a fuel-carrying airplane and exploded. Iran says the operation was designed to solve the hostage crisis and pave the way for a coup against the newly installed government. Instead, it further complicated the crisis.
Rescue attempt failed. That meant to me, and I'm almost sure to everyone else in the cell, that meant that we were going to be here longer, much longer, than we might have been.
The hostage crisis lasted for 444 days, with the hostages only being released in January 1981. Iranians keep parts of the crashed helicopters on display. It may remind military analysts of how perfect plans may fall through on the ground, but it has a totally different meaning in the eyes of many Iranians. Iran was in a very difficult situation in April 1980. A new president had just been elected following resignation of the provisional government after the hostage crisis. Daily clashes with ethnic and political groups threatened the existence of the newborn Islamic Republic. The last thing it needed was the embarrassing success of any U.S. snatch squad. That may be why Iranians agree with their late leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini that Operation Eagle Claw was crushed by divine intervention.
Imam Khomeini was right. He said what the Quran says about God's assistance for the faithful. We could not defeat Americans with all their weapons. It must have been God who did it.
Iranian leaders keep insisting that Iran is God's country and it will be assisted by divine intervention when most in need. And in the face of serious economic and political challenges, some say it's about time for another miracle. Ali Reza Ronaghi, Al Jazeera, Tehran.